اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين، واخذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. سبحانك سبحانك، ترى الظالمين فتمهلهم حتى يظنوا أنك تهملهم، وتبتلي الصالحين في الدنيا حتى يستيئسوا، فإن استيأسوا أتيتهم بنصرهم. اللهم إنك تعلم أن جراحات المسلمين كثيرة وآلامهم كثيرة في كل مكان وفي كل زمان. اللهم فانصرنا على أعدائنا يا الله، اللهم فثبت أقدامنا يا الله.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, that is Surah 56, and we are at verse 79, verse 80. But let's rewind a little bit so we get a full good picture of everything. Rewind to verse 75, which we've done already. That is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم. So I swear by the setting places of the stars. So remember, before that, we spoke about proofs. Those proofs were for people who are atheists, people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such proofs were given, evidence. In these verses here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give these references. So he takes an oath here at this particular juncture and says, so I swear by the setting places of these stars. You know the stars, you see it at night, in the day it disappears. So something which has its, there is proof of its perishability and it's dependent on the divine power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you also reject this? How can you also make this claim and ask the question, after we've turned into nothing, are we going to be resurrected? Of course you're going to be resurrected. All the signs are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on something to honor that particular thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath on the setting places of the stars. So one is you take the oath, and the other is the subject of that particular promise, the subject of that particular oath that you have taken. What's the subject of it? So we look at verse 76. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms, وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. And indeed, it is a great oath if you are to appreciate it. It's a great oath if you are to appreciate it. إِنَّهُ, and here's the subject of the oath. جَوَابُ الْقَسَمُ, we said to you, verse 77, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. It is surely the noble Qur'an. Then if you look at verse 78, فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٍ. In a protected book, we said to you, the لَوْحُ الْمَحْفُوظِ, that is the protected book, لَوْحُ الْمَحْفُوظِ. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ, that is not touched except by the purified ones. And here we said to you, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, remember, all Sahaba were not scholars. All Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they narrate a hadith in terms of their truthfulness, all of this, they were all, you can say, on the same level. If you take the category of truthfulness, if you take the category, if you take the verse of Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O people of Iman, adopt taqwa and be with the truthful. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So this title first goes to the category of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So in terms of that, yes, in terms of their status, that will differ. But if you take the category as a whole, all of them were good, all of them were excellent. In their lifetime, they made mistakes, but before they passed away, it was all forgiven. That is why they got the title radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them both ways. Now if you come verse number 80, tanzeelum min rabbil alamin, a revelation from the sustainer of the universe. A revelation from the sustainer of the universe. That's verse 80. Go back to verse 79 and let's summarize what we said. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. That it is not touched except by the purified ones. Meaning, the angels, according to most scholars and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But let's look at this on the whole. Do you need wudu to touch the Quran Sharif? Yes, definitely you need wudu. And there is, from this verse, there is a group of scholars who also mentioned this here. It is proven from this. But we said to you, when you want to use this verse to counter-attack the Kufar Shia, who say that you, there's this one, they call him Allama Naqvi. He says that you do not need wudu to touch the Quran Sharif. So we say, but what about Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's incident? It's famous, common. They're not going to believe you because they don't believe in Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu as the second Khalifa. They don't believe it. But we say to them then, why don't you go greet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who you love so much. Go there, go greet and go and see who is buried next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Go and see those two companions that are buried in the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, who you don't approve of either. But how strange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when a prophet passes away or leaves this temporary world, he has to be buried in the same place that he passes away. He who sent as a mercy to the entire universe, you read it in the Quran Sharif, chapter 21, Suratul Anbiya, verse number 106. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning, except as a mercy to the entire universe. Entire universe. Time not mentioned, place not mentioned. For everyone. Yet, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the life of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, alive in his qabr, this is the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to lodge Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a place that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not rest in that enjoyment? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose, and that is in Medina Munawwara, in Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's house. The best place, we don't say, we're not comparing to Kaaba al-Musharrafa and all of this. We're saying in terms of the place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen, that sand surrounding it, yes, it is beloved, more beloved than, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved than the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. But they speak about the sand which is touching the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That sand, that place, whose home was that? Whose home was it recognized as? So that Allah, when Allah decides to honor someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such. That honor, wa tu'izzu man tasha, Allah gives honor to whomso He wills. And those who want to remain jealous will continuously remain jealous. and they will burn inside. But guess what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who you accept, is buried in the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, all buried next to one another. And when you go greet, you have to pass them. So, we don't entice you, we don't encourage you, but you want to curse them. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, narration of Tirmidhi, when you see people cursing my companions, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَصُبُّوا, when you see people يَصُبُّ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ, then you must say, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil that you are perpetrating, for your evils, your crimes. You need wudu to start, to touch the Quran Sharif. So let's look at the different views here. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. It is not touched except by the purified ones. Who are the purified ones? So we know definitely it's referring to the Quran Sharif. But the question comes about here, who are the purified ones? Remember verse 78 we said to you, this year is referring to, verse 78 is referring to Lawhul Mahfuz, fi kitabim maknoon, in the preserved tablet. Lawhul Mahfuz. So when we come to verse 79, la yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun, the pronoun who is used, la yamassuhu, that it is not touched except by the purified ones. Who are the purified ones? And that who is it referring to? The scrolls, is it referring, what's it referring to? So let's break it down for you so that it becomes simple for all of us. It is mentioned when we're referring to Lawhul Mahfuz, in that instance, it can only mean that Al-Mutahharun, the purified ones, can only mean the angels, that's all. And here, touching does not mean the literal sense, meaning the physical touch. It would rather take the sense of being aware of. So this year is also being mentioned by Qurtubi. Bayanul Quran has also mentioned this. So that's the first possibility. You understood the first possibility. When we're speaking about what is it, it's not the Mus'haf, the Quran Sharif, which you and I touch. This is referring to the Lawhul Mahfuz, and we gave you evidence because we saw verse 78, fi kitabim maknoon. So nobody can touch it. It's not touched by anyone except by the purified ones. That is the Lawhul Mahfuz. Can I ever lay this claim? I touch the Lawhul Mahfuz. Can anyone say that they are going on a journey to touch the Lawhul Mahfuz? No. So in that case, definitely the meaning would be the angels. That's the only possibility. And it doesn't refer to the physical touching, the literal sense, but it is meaning being aware of. Qurtubi has mentioned this. Bayan al-Quran has mentioned this. Second possibility now. When we say la yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun, it is not touched except by the purified ones. It is as a qualification of the Quran Sharif, which is referred to in the previous verse. So in that case, the word Quran would refer to the scrolls and scripts, still not what you and I are touching today, the Mus'haf. These scrolls and scripts, meaning it will not be touched except by the purified ones. So what scrolls and what scripts? This year is the literal sense, physical touch by the angels. Still, we're not saying it's human beings. We're still sticking to the fact that it is the angels. But the difference here is we're saying, according to the second possibility, it is the physical touch and not that which is where we say the being aware of, not touched phrase. So the figurative sense. Here we are referring to the physical, literal sense. It is not going to be touched except by the purified one. So the angels touch it. What do they touch? It's the scrolls, the scripts. And which sense is this here taking? If it's the physical hand, what does it mean? Now, we don't know exactly how do angels touch and all of this here. But that, we leave it. We bring iman in the unseen. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. And you know, amantu billahi wa malaikati. We bring iman in Allah and His angels. So we believe in it. That's what matters. Unseen, we keep it as unseen, but our belief in it is strong. As described, as the muttaqeen, hudallil muttaqeen, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib, beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. So coming here now, physical touching by the angels, how does this happen when we said scripts and scrolls? It means those angels who bring the revelation, who brought the revelation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is what is referred to there. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. So, لا يمسه, it is not touched. The scrolls and scripts in this, according to this, it's not touched except by the purified ones, the ones who bring it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qurtubi and other commentators have also mentioned this and they have preferred this interpretation. Because why? It doesn't take touch to be in its figurative sense, but it takes it to be in its literal sense. So angels touching those scrolls and scripts while it is being brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only the pure can touch it. So you've understood both. One, the first one we said, the figurative sense, being aware of, because it's in the Lawh Mahfuz. Second sense, we said it is the literal sense, the physical touching, and that too is the angels, but while the scrolls and scripts were being revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. It is not to be touched by anyone except those who, except the purified ones. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, remember, he said the best interpretation for this, verses 77-78, he has ever heard, is what is mentioned in Surah Abasa. So Surah Abasa is Surah 80 and it's verses 13-16. في صحف مكرمة. في صحف مكرمة. In those scripts of the preserved tablet. In those scripts that are honored. Meaning of the preserved tablet. مطهرة. So it is مكرمة. في صحف مكرمة. Honored. مرفوعة. It is exalted. مطهرة. Purified. بأيدي سفرة. In the hands of those scribes. كرام بررة. Who known to be honorable, righteous. So according to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he uses verses 13 to 16 of Surah Abasa and he says, and he clarifies his statement to say that this is my evidence that the interpretation for verses 77 and 78 of Surah Al-Waqia, we get it the cue from here. It is angels and it is physically being touched, scrolls, everything, and they are pure. So لا يمسو إلا المطهرون is clarified there, according to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Now, this year, a large group of the companions, their followers, leading authorities on Quranic tafsir, they say that the reference here of the pure ones are actually the angels. Because they are purified, they are free from sin, they are innocent. Views of this, Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi also has opted for this view. And other scholars, now we're not speaking of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we're speaking of those who came afterwards. They say that this means touching the Quran Sharif physically by human beings must be, those human beings must be free from the minor impurity, Hadath-e Akbar, Hadath-e Asghar, and Hadath-e Akbar, which is the major impurity. So if you are in a state where you need to make wudu, you need to make wudu before touching it. So that is the, of course, definitely you have to be free from Hadath-e Akbar, where you had to make a ghusl, compulsory ghusl. You need to be free from Hadath-e Asghar. When we leave you with this year, the question now comes about Quran on your screen. So scholars, fuqaha of today's times, they say when the Quran Sharif is opened, you must have wudu. When the Quran Sharif is opened, you must have wudu. This is compulsory. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.